Hi everyone, it is V Roberts here of insighttomarketing.com. I am a branding coach, also support people with marketing, training, coaching, and also I speak internationally as well. Listen, it's the beginning of the morning. I've just woken up literally and I'm organizing myself to go out and speak to two clients today. But I wanted to let you know something really, really important, and that is you need to stop making excuses. The reason I'm saying this is that when you're in business, sometimes we talk ourselves out of situations. Hey Janine, how are you doing? Sometimes we talk ourselves out of situations. Sometimes we tell ourselves that we can't do something because we don't have money, we don't have the resources, we don't have a team, we don't have the time. And we actually talk ourselves out of situations. Please do share this if you find it resonates with you, because you may be able to inspire someone else. We will often talk ourselves out of situations. Why? I don't know. Well, actually, I do know, because if I'm honest, it was me. It was me a few years ago when I started my business on less than £100, and I thought I needed to have lots of cool things. Of course you can, Janine. Please do share it. I thought I needed to have lots of really amazing things, splashy website, lots of social media stuff going on, brochure, business card. I thought I needed it all. But what I wanted to share with you this morning is you don't need to talk yourself out of things. All right. If you're in business, if you've just started up, even if you've been trading for a while, there are many ways that you can promote your business without a sales funnel, without a website, without business cards, without a budget to go to networking events, without a leaflet, without the radio interviews. However, what you've got to do is manage your own expectations. All right. So don't talk yourself out of it. If you've got the expertise, you've got the skills, you don't need to worry about what anyone else is thinking or saying. You need to find your tribe, love them hard, give them content that they're going to appreciate and find useful. Because when I started my business, I had absolutely nothing. Okay, I built a website with someone that I knew could build websites at the time for about £90. And I had £10 left. I had nothing. All right. So when I work with clients, when I share my 20 plus years of working and planning campaigns and creating things on little budgets, because I've worked with national charities, I've worked with organizations in the public sector that don't have money, I've actually had to fundraise to finance events and finance marketing, which is why I'm very good at sponsorship. This is why I get my knowledge, okay? So I really want you to understand this. Don't talk yourself out of it. Good morning, Lara, how you doing? Don't talk yourself out of it. If you don't have the money, you think you don't have the time, you think you need a big team, you believe that you need to have lots of things in place, I'm here today to tell you that you don't. Okay, and I'm living proof of that. When I started my business, I had very little. I've actually written a post this morning for you guys on my V Roberts I2M Facebook page. And, you know, it's just to remind you that if you are in business and you're still worried about launching or making a video because you don't have a landing page and you don't have a funnel and you don't have, you know, all the print materials that you need, I'm here today to tell you, take action and stop talking yourselves out of it. Take action. It's very important you take action. If you take consistent action, even without all the things you believe that you need, you can get clients, you can get customers. If you're good at what you do, you know, this weekend I went out, some of you might have seen I was at a party, well, several parties, and one of the parties I was at, the lady actually told me that she had a lot of skills, years of experience actually, in social care, years of experience in, you know, working with families, years of experience of mentoring people. But when I asked her what she did, she said, oh, I just support families. And I said to her, you don't just support families. You've got years of experience. You've been mentoring young people. You've actually been working with lots of really credible organizations as well. And therefore, you are not just working with young people or just a social carer. So what I want to say to you this morning is, think about the way that you're positioning yourself. Change your mindset, okay? If you've got the skills and the expertise, and, you know, someone recently put a post up about not focusing on how many years experience you've got, actually do focus on it. Do focus on that, because if you've got years of experience, it means you've probably got a breadth of knowledge that you can give to others and share. Knowledge that people need, knowledge that people want to know and learn from you. So don't brand yourself as, oh, just a childminder, or I'm just an accountant, I'm just a mum. Actually, I'm adding in just a mum, because being a mum is a job. And those of you that are watching this either live or on the replay will know this. If you have children or you're around children, being a mum is also a full-time job. Hence why I call myself a mumpreneur. That's my preferred term. That's the way I brand my business. I'm a woman, a mum, and someone actually manages my business whilst managing my children, my home, and everything else. But just to stop digressing there, I just want to remind you something. You have got it in you to really go out there with your business and be visible. You've got it in you to actually launch your business, if you haven't yet launched, with the materials you've got at the minute. If you've got nothing, then at least get out there, get visible, start seeing people, use your feet, have conversations, yeah? So it was just to give you that nugget this morning and to try and motivate you this morning. As you know, as I said before, I've worked with many different types of companies, large, small, and most recently in my own business, I'm working now with smaller businesses and what I call SMEs. A term many of you might be familiar with. So if you're wanting tips on how to grow your business, how to launch your business, how to actually use marketing tactics effectively in your business, please do talk to me. Let me know. Pop a comment in the box below, or, you know, speak to someone who may be able to help you, but get support. Because the worst thing is, if you're in business and you are not effectively promoting what you do, that's a waste of your time. 2018 is literally around the corner, okay? If you didn't know, I'm running a weekender on the 22nd and 23rd of July, and I'm actually going to be, oh, excellent, Janine. I'm actually going to be doing a weekender. So for those of you that want support, or you want to know how to reach your ideal clients, or you want to know how to brand your business, or get more engagement on social media, please do join me. I'm going to be in a hotel in London with a small group, and we're going to be working through marketing planning, brand management, and also getting started on social media so you can get better results for your business. It's so frustrating for me to see business owners with really great products, but they don't actually understand how powerful their products are. They don't actually appreciate that they need to invest in their marketing in order for people to know what they do. But if you don't have the money to invest, you can still do things. And that's what I wanted to say to you today. Don't talk yourself out of it. Take action. Take consistent action, and if you want to, you know, join me. This Friday, we're talking about how to sell in the 21st century at the meetup in Croydon, and I'm also going to be doing a session on marketing planning. So that's Friday the 14th of July. If you're around, come and join us. I'll put the link in this comments thread, and, you know, take action today. Stop making excuses. You can do whatever you want if you put your mind to it, with little resources too, if you know how to apply yourself in other areas. So stay disciplined, stay focused, and take some action today. Take care. I'm signing out now. The hashtag is Ask I2M. Bye.